Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hi and welcome to the first episode of this Lake Life Weekend podcast. I'm glad you found us, and if you haven't heard the pilot, I'm Dirk, I'm the host, and I will share with you some Lake Life news. I want to point out some events, and we will have an interview guest here for you today. So if you are subscribing to a number of podcasts and you're more experienced than I am, I only listened to one, in fact, have been inspired by that and thought like, well, that's something I can do. Truth to be told, it is more challenging than I thought. Reading up on, it's so easy, you just record some, speak and record and then you upload it. It's a little bit harder, but it's fun. And I hope you will enjoy what we're doing here and you will return, because we have a lot planned and there's a lot coming up. We will share interesting things every week, and we have a lineup of really 40 guest speakers from the area, and I think you will enjoy that. So stay tuned. Our first news here, you may have remembered if you listened to the pilot that I have a large dog and I'm always challenged in finding spots where to walk him. I do not have a big property. I do have access to some woods here behind the house, but it's always good to know where to take him when you're here in Lakes Country. And Detroit Lakes will open a new dog park this summer, and I'm glad to hear that. Plans have been approved. And it's a 4-acre site, completely fenced, and they have two sections, one for larger breeds and one for smaller dogs. They have a freshwater station, which is really cool, and they also make waste bags available free of charge. So that's something cool. If in the area, you find more information on our website. And if you are residing close to the Perm area, you may be interested in that the road connecting the four lakes of Little McDonald, Curbs, Paul, and Devil's Lake, which are really known for repeat flooding every year, there's finally a plan in place to put those problems behind them for good. The Lake Improvement Districts have outlined a plan and will begin work as soon as the project has gone through the proper channels and permitting process. So that's really some good news. And then in Virgis, there's a new attraction. There's a walk trail, and they're gonna build a floating connection from Loon Park to that Virgis trail. And you can help them, you can support the community, and get a family or a business name mounted as a supporter. So if you want to help the community and if you like Virgis, that's something really good. Some other news in the area, we have a new destination in Fergus Falls. It's called Fabled Farmer, and it offers fresh and locally sourced foods. So that's something to check out. And then we have another destination in Detroit Lakes called Repurposed Pennies, and it's a new antique and thrift store in Sioux Lane's Antique Mall. That's on Highway 10. Right before the Holiday Inn there, going towards Perm. I like that antique mall. I'm going there with my son pretty regularly, and we make some findings. So maybe this Repurposed Pennies, I will definitely check that out myself. More news can always be found on our website, lakelifeweekend.com. We have a large section there, and we'll update it frequently. And not only the news, but we also want to share events. Because I like events and I like to go out, and I'm sure you want to also experience some activities outside. So in Cormorant Village, this weekend, on April 8th, they will have a Cormorant Easter Egg Hunt. I know it's a week early, but it's probably going to be fun. Cormorant Easter Egg Hunt and Bunny Cake Contest, sponsored by Cormorant Township, will begin at 1:45 p.m. With a Bunny Cake Contest, and with the Easter egg hunt following at 2:15. Cakes will be judged for first, second, and third place, and will be eaten by all attending all attending the event. So come, enjoy, eat. Remember to bring your own basket for the egg hunt though, yeah? So that's good to know. If you have little ones, I think that's a good destination this weekend. If you are out and wanna hear live music, October Road will be performing live at Zorbis on Detroit Lake. April 8th, starting at 9:30, and we'll go through the night. Come to Zorbis on Detroit Lake for the band October Road, live starting 9:30. And then I think the highlight of this weekend, personally, is the Virgus Maple Syrup Fest. April 8th, starting at 8 a.m., and goes through the day. The annual Maple Syrup Fest in Virgus is an all-day event with several activities, from a pancake feed, a maple syrup demonstration, blacksmith demo. There's a medallion hunt, and then there's a 5K walk, run, and then there's a leaf hunt, and much more. Proceeds of this event will go towards the improvements to the Virgus Event Center. So something really nice. And that actually leads us right to our guest speaker today. And you will hear from our mayor in Virgus. And I lead this into the guest speaker. Yeah, hello. I'm here with Mayor Harstick, Dean from Virgus, in Virgus today visiting, and I was gonna interview him a little bit and learn about. I know, of course, where Virgus is. I live close by. I shared earlier that I live on Lake Severn, but where is Virgus, Dean?
Virgus is kind of unique. It's located between three towns, equal distance from Detroit Lakes, Perham, and Pelican Rapids.
Oh yeah.
Although our closest town would be neighboring Frazee, which is 8 miles away.
Right, and Frazee and Virgus share school district, I believe.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Virgus is kind of the cross point to the area, and with many many lakes around. It gets busy in the summer, but tell us a little bit more about Virgus for people that haven't been visiting yet before. So, how big is Virgus?
Virgus is 332 people.
330 growing?
It's growing. There's getting houses. We've averaged about 4 houses a year for the last 6 years. New houses constructed.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple. It's not really like a Fargo development. It's actually cute. It's like small, but 4 houses a year over the past 6 years. So, interesting. So people are considering, because of the closeness to other communities, to live in a small town community like Virgus. Has lots to offer. Like, how long have you been living in Virgus?
We moved in here in 1987.
Yep. You moved here from where?
We lived out in the country. Okay. We're married for 1 year and lived in the country, and then I moved into town after that in 87.
And but you grew up in the area.
I grew up in the area. A farm west of Virgus here, about 6 miles. Moved there from Erhard when I was 3 years old.
Yeah, okay. So you're definitely a local.
Yeah.
And I really like Virgus, to be honest. I know what it has to offer, from the Billy's Corner Bar, or like I play poker on Mondays at times and when I can make it. I think a lot of people know about the bingo on Thursdays and Sundays, but it's probably a little kept secret that we are right on Long Lake with Virgus, and we have a big public beach which is open to the public, and you see families, and we have, I think, two pavilions, and I think there's even a restroom, there's a water fountain, there's of course the largest loon in the world, yeah, don't forget that. Then there's a docks, and tell us a little bit about how long has that been offered to everybody.
I think it started, if I recall right, in 1956 when they made an agreement with the State Highway Department to take over that particular area as a park. Okay. The city would take care of the maintenance of it, but the state still owned the park, kind of a lease.
Okay, so it's a joint venture between city and,
right.
Sorry, the city and the state, and it's Highway four. Is it seven?
At that particular time, it was State Highway 228.
Okay.
Which right now, a couple of years ago, then the county took it over and called it Highway 60. And that's where the maybe slight confusion comes in.
Okay. I'm confused.
County 4 goes from 59 all the way through Virgis.
Yeah.
Then it goes to Frazee. So.
But it passes the park there.
Yep, passes the park. 4 and 60 would be...
Oh, it's one at that point.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that's why I thought it was four. Good. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then what the city is working on right now is we have a walk path along Long Lake. Is it? It's cute. I walk my dog there regularly, and I see people using it. It's a little hidden, but I think we are connecting from the beach to the little parking lot this year, I think, with floating docks. So we have a walkway of, what is it, a mile long? Or how long is the walk along the lake?
The trail is going to be a... Trail. The name isn't totally decided yet. I think it's Long Lake Trail.
Yeah.
And that goes for a half a mile walk right along the lake. And then, of course, once you go through the boardwalk, how we get next to County 60 and then back to the Loon Park. You'd probably have 3/4 of a mile of a walk right along the lake. I think if you walked all the way uptown, it'd be probably, so you'd have about a mile and a half total on there.
Yeah.
And a round trip would be 3 miles, but for a walker, that would be just what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
very beautiful scenery.
Yeah. It's really scenic. It's really cute. I like it. And it's the bike path, shared bike path from town to the beach too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay, you have been here almost all your life. And how long have you been mayor?
Started mayor in 01.
In 01.
Yeah.
A good 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And what do you do in town?
I run Virgis Ford, which used to sell tractors, but then as the big companies pushed and struggled, I couldn't keep up with the pace that they demanded as far as size of facilities and all that stuff to maintain there. So we just, but right now is I restore antique tractors, basically.
Yeah. I always see your inventory or the with the people. So you work with the old ones, with the real tractor,
yep.
The small Ford.
Ford line I know the best. Then maybe it's Alice Chalmer, then John Deere, maybe Farmall after that.
So people, do a lot of people know your services?
I mean, I would say so. I haven't advertised for years and still have the tractors to fix.
Yeah.
By word of mouth, they've been around. Plus, it's the newer mechanics don't like to work on the old stuff, but then they can relax because I don't like to work on the new stuff.
Yes. So you're not a competitor.
No.
You all work hand in hand.
Right.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So, and I, you have a background, you're almost in the industry for almost 50 years, you said, yeah? You have a mechanical engineering degree?
Yes. I got that when I graduated in 71. Prior to that, in 1969, I worked for a guy by the name of Bob Chambers, who had run the dealership at that particular time, and he passed away in 1971. So I've been in the same shop since 1969.
Yeah. Yeah, 50 years coming up. Oh, that's amazing. And what do you love about Virgis?
I think it's the feeling of familiness throughout. That's one of the things that we're trying to promote on more than anything is, you know, come to town as not a tourist, but as our guest. So we have a lot of things to offer as far as food service, hardware needs to fix stuff, lumber yards, convenience store, gas station. Plus, it's gorgeous scenery.
Yeah, it's really an example small town. I truly enjoy it. My son Harry, he really, this is his favorite spot actually. Like we go around a lot, and he has experienced Fargo, he is experiencing Breckenridge, Wahpeton, Perham. Detroit Lakes, Virgis is his top number one location. It's cute. I like that too. And a lot of people know Virgis for one thing, Loony Days, right? Loony Days is pretty known. It's a 4-day event, and it happens in August, I believe.
Second week in August, week after WeFest.
Ah, okay. That's, timed well. Yeah. So we're not competing with one of the other big events. Tell us about Looney Days. That's also, I think, 50-year anniversary, Pat. It was already. How long is Looney Days going?
It's been going on for a long time. At one time, it was just businesses got together and did. Everybody used to have crazy days, and they called it Looney Days, and that's where it started from, where you'd get rid of excess merchandise that you, let's say, would have to order 12 of, and you sold only 8, so you'd have 4 that you'd probably get rid of, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And then it kind of worked into the festivities. I think it went to a couple days, and it went to 3 days because they realized in one day you could not take care of all the guests that would come to town.
How many are coming? I know that we have a softball competition Thursdays. That's the opener, I believe. Yep. And then Friday we have activities. And then Saturday is kind of the big one with the street fair. So how many people are coming over the course of the 4 days?
It's really hard to tell. Okay. Because there's, you know, no real way of counting.
Yeah, I think.
And it's so spread out. It used to be just on Main Street only.
Yeah.
But then they've moved it around to include the event center and also across the tracks.
Yeah.
On the ball fields.
So it's growing too.
Growing too.
Yeah. That's good. If you haven't been there, you should mark August to come. And we have something coming up though too. This weekend we have Maple Syrup Days. So tell us a little bit about that. What is your experience with this?
There was a guy that lived out here that owned a bed and breakfast called Lyle Tweeton, and it was his idea to have something fun to do in the early spring when you really couldn't enjoy your lake cabin because there's ice on the lake and everything. So then they came up with the Maple Fest days that they came where you would have real maple syrup. The first one, I think, was over 1,000 people that attended to get the maple syrup.
Oh, so it's locally, I think they cook it. I think
it's 10 gallons. Locally, yeah.
It's quite a process. And so it's locally, people bring their syrup to taste, or?
There's some of that, but sometimes if they run short, they have to go like to Wisconsin and buy.
Oh, really?
Some if they're short. So when you do come, you do get the real, genuine maple syrup. And that's what a lot of the people think it's neat to come down to.
Yeah.
Like I say, we treat our people who come here as guests.
Yeah. So we have a pancake feed.
Right.
That's the highlight then.
Yep.
To enjoy the maple syrup.
Then your other associated events. Your community club puts on. They're in charge of sticking it on. I think they actually collaborated with the Virgus Lions.
Yeah.
To make the load easier by having more people that they could.
Helping hands.
Helping hands, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a 5K run.
There's a 5K walk run. Even old guys like me can participate, which I am. And then there are also in Maplewood State Park, they want to correlate those two, collaborate with efforts there to have, they've got a cook shack down there. I have not seen it, but I intend to get down there this year.
I think they're planning a maple syrup station to produce it.
Yep.
I think they have been collecting funds for that for a while. There's a local group that, So there's a maple syrup demonstration day at a state park, at Maplewood State Park, this same weekend. And
yes.
Then we this goes hand in hand. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as you can see, there's lots going on in small town Virgus. And you said 332?
Yep.
Growing?
Yep.
So yeah, magic number 333 may be coming. I don't know. Maybe we have a newborn this year, hopefully. And growing community. Yeah, really, come visit, be a guest to this area. I think that's what we learned from Mayor Dean. And if you want to enjoy this weekend with Maple Syrup Days, put it on your list. Join us walking, I suppose, and enjoy maple syrup. Well, anything else you want to add, Mayor Dean?
We're very proud of our town. We do things to improve. Some things work well, some don't. But the worst thing you can do is nothing. You want to continue on trying to improve and to show friendliness to all our guests that do come to town.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time and joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Oh, this was our first Lake Life Weekend podcast, and I sure hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some good updates, and please come again. Next week, we will release our second episode, and we have a very special guest coming too. So, yeah, after that, enjoy your Lake Life Weekend.